So let's kind of launch into this particular program. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk, like I said, about the nine blocks within the typical business model canvas, and we'll talk about the four external ones. So now, I will say that you can enter the business model canvas from any one of those nine blocks, but probably one of the more typical pathways is to start with understanding who your customer segment is. All right. So at the very basic level of this particular program, one of the first things we want people to understand is, listen, is the customer segment a mass market? So when I think of mass market, I think of like Blu-ray players. I mean, Blu-ray players came out, they didn't differentiate between females or males, rich people or poor people. Right? I mean, there was no real way to differentiate that product. Anybody who had a TV, anybody who wanted to watch a Blu-ray, could go ahead and buy that. So there's not much in the way of differentiation. On the other side, I often tell people, especially in the small business world, that what they probably need to think about is what their niche market is and focus to a very small part of that niche. A good example might be a vegan restaurant. We have many, many choices to eat out there, but a vegan restaurant, it's now a very small segment of the market. And I can market these days very effectively to just that small segment of the market. In the old days, I'd have to advertise to the mass market in the hopes that I would now get a very small share of that by advertising that I was a vegan restaurant. But today, I can literally go out there with using social media, those types of things, and identify people, as well as being able to use keywords to literally be able to drive traffic to my vegan restaurant. All right, so niche markets are really taking a big step forward. We also have a segmented market. Now, what a segmented market is typically we offer one service, but we have different levels of service. I often think about that in terms, I'm with a bank with Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo has a private client services for people who are high net worth individuals. So instead of going to a pool of bankers, I have my own touch point banker. I have my own touch point person who handles the stocks and those kind of things for me. They understand me. They track me, things that change. They give me a call and say, hey, are you aware of those kind of things? So while Wells Fargo provides banking services to everybody, they have integral special segments within there that they service to different types of customers. So is your customer segment a segment of a larger pool? We also have diversified customer segments. Now, when I think of diversified segments, I think of companies like Wilson. If you're familiar with Wilson Sporting Goods, they may sell football cleats to one person, they might sell tennis shoes to somebody else. If you think about the market for football cleats, that's pretty obvious for me. It's generally males in their teens to young 20s or something along that line, unless you're selling to the NFL, maybe it goes a little bit further. But generally, that's not to the female market. It's not to an aged market, that kind of stuff. But if I sell tennis shoes, I mean, who plays tennis? Right? Males play tennis, females play tennis, young people play tennis, old people play tennis. So we have a diversified market. So even though I'm selling shoes, now I'm sitting there saying I'm going to go ahead and I have a diversified market to go out to these different elements. So one is really looking inside, the other one's looking outside. And then we also have what we call multi-sided customer segments. And a multi-sided customer segment is something like eBay. Right? eBay has two types of customers. It has customers on one end, which are people who are buyers, and we have customers on the other side, which are people who are sellers. And effectively what they're doing is marrying the two of them together.